News Talk 1620, WTAW, a few minutes with Van Henry, the director of bands at A&M Consolidated High School, this being the first year of two high schools now in CSISD, and combine that with additional financial pressure because of reduced state funding, more attention being placed by the band booster group on fundraising, and the first of their fundraisers taking place on Friday, where coupon books are being sold on Friday from 2 until 4 in front of the Kroger store at Texas and Southwest Parkway, and then on Friday evening from 5 until 9, the boosters in downtown Bryan in front of the String and Horn Shop during downtown Bryan's first Friday festivities. Back to Van Henry and what's going on as the new school year begins, the new band season begins, and particularly with the separation of high schools now and the financial issues resulting in the fundraiser that's taking place this Friday, which means two bands and what's happening at Consolidated.
What we're trying to do is do our part to help the school district and the community to raise funds so that with, in a day of reduced budgets, we can kind of help support ourselves somewhat.
And it's a little bit different in the respect that this is the first year now for two high schools in the district.
Right. And we're looking forward to that. The new high school has its staff up and running, and they've started rehearsals as we. And so it's just an exciting time, but also we know that the pie is a little bit smaller now because we have so many more groups to service with our limited funds.
And therefore, this fundraising opportunity, that if you can get some details about what it involves and how people can get involved.
Okay. There's a number of ways folks can get involved to help our program. We accept donations, and donations, of course, are all tax-deductible with IRS regulations. And people can go to our band website, amcbands.com, and find out a lot of detailed information about just all sorts of donation opportunities. But more specifically, the boosters will be having a coupon book sale. They're going to do it on this Friday in front of the Kroger. I believe that's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. and then again on First Friday in Bryan in front of the String and Horn Shop.
Again, visiting with Van Henry, the director of bands at A&M Consolidated High School, the band booster is having a coupon book fundraiser Friday 2 until 4 at the Kroger store at Texas and Southwest Parkway, and in Bryan during downtown Bryan's First Friday activities Friday from 5 until 9 in front of the String and Horn Shop. And for those who aren't aware or don't remember from their band playing days, the lifespan of the instruments that you want to keep this fun replenished and active?
The typical lifespan, especially on our brass instruments, about 20 to 25 years before the metal becomes so thin and brittle that we can't have it completely overhauled. And most of our tubas, things like that, are up in the 30-year age range right now.
Which says a lot about being able to protect the investment and take care of those investments. But again, there is still a lifespan that you have to worry about.
Oh, absolutely. Just like anything that we build in our society, there is a finite life limit on it. And they do wear out over time, and they just get to the point where you just can't repair them anymore.
Something that's not directly associated with the fundraiser and with instrument replacement, but how does the size of the band change this year because of the second high school?
The second high school is going to start with between 65 and 70 students, and right now we have 190 students on the rolls at Consol, which that's about 20 students smaller than we were last year. But those numbers will start going back up with the realignment of the two sides of town now. As the College Station band grows, we're going to continue to grow. And we'll probably grow back to about 250 students within 2 years. We have tremendous support from our directors at the middle school and intermediate levels. And without them in place, we quite honestly, we wouldn't have a band.
And we go back around full circle again to make sure that those who enter high school have the necessary equipment to do the best job that they can. And again, full circle back around to what this fundraiser this week is about.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, the funds also benefit the intermediate and middle school. We do purchase equipment for Sega Stammer. We do purchase equipment for those campuses and for those directors to use as needed.
Visiting with Van Henry, the director of bands at Consolidated High School, the band season is underway, and chance to visit a little bit about the ongoing construction. Consol starting to wind down, but for a couple of weeks means the band has been displaced.
Our school district's placed us at College Station Middle School for the course of our summer band, instruction. And as soon as Consol is opened, has reopened, we'll be shipped back over to Consol to complete our summer band preparations.
Have you already started your outdoor practice season yet?
We started today with our officers and leadership just refreshing their minds on the marching fundamentals, and then we started talking about leadership opportunities and then just the entire leadership train that we're going to be working with this year. We'll be in full practice mode starting this coming Friday for the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. Right now we're starting with small groups. We have our leadership team in today, and our leadership and operations team will come in tomorrow, and then starting on Wednesday, freshmen will come in, and then we'll gradually move into full band mode. But by Friday, you'll be hearing those sounds wafting across the community.
It's a great reminder of the new school year beginning.
Absolutely. A lot of our parents look forward to it because it does remind them school year is coming, and it's time to shift gears and get ready for education to take place again.
And again, part of the band season involves fundraising, and the band boosters having this coupon book fundraiser on Friday. 2 until 4, they'll be at the Kroger store at Texas and Southwest Parkway, and from 5 until 9 Friday in downtown Bryan for First Friday in front of the String and Horn Shop. Thanks again to Van Henry for his update this afternoon on News Talk 1620 WTAW.